Okay, Rabbi Sai, as you recall, we started off our perek back on Daf Mem Aleph, talking about the fact that there is shlichus. Specifically, the Mishnah was talking about shlichus by kiddushin, and then the Gemara on Mem Aleph from Aleph Membeis and Mem Aleph from Membeis and Membeis asked, "What are the makoyrais? What is the source for shlichus?" So by kiddushin, it's easy. Because by Gittin it says the cost of law safe increases and awesome biyada Vishulcha Vibesai. The more dashing from the word Vishulcha as if it's Vishilach Oisa, as Vishilach tells us that he can appoint the Shliach, and instead of reading Vishulcha with a mapike, we read it as if it doesn't have a mapike, just Vishulcha, and that's the makar that she can make a Shliach. So that's by Gittin. And then the more it says, just like by Gittin is a din of Shlichus, same thing by Kiddushin. So that was pretty straightforward. Then the more said, how do I know that you can appoint a Shliach by Truma? Initially the Gemara said, because I learned from Gam Atem. Atem, it means you. Gam Atem, the rabbis is a Shliach. And then the Gemara eventually said, no, we're going to learn Truma from Shlichus by Gittin the Kedushin together with Shchitas Kodshim. What does it say by Shchitas Kodshim? And the Gemara brought from Shchitas Korban Pesach, V'shachtu Oisei Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Haboyim. The Gemara says, is it possible for everybody in Klal Yisrael to shecht? That's impossible. After all, we have so many Chaburois. Each Chabura numbers 20, 30, 50 people. Only one person shechs for the whole chabura. So is the chasim in that you can have shliach shel adam kemoisa. So that was basically the conclusion, that shliach shel adam kemoisa we know from a combination of gittin v'kiddushin together with shchitas korban pesach. And from those two we learn truma and we learn kol haTorah kula. And then the Gemara asks here on mem beis amud beis, what about if the shlichus was lidvar aveira? What's the halacha then? Shouldn't I say there too shliach shel adam kimoisai? And the Gemara said, no. Ain't shliach lidvar aveira. Why? So the Gemara said, based on a svara, divrei harav, the divrei hatalmid, divrei nishoymen. Hashem Yisparach says, don't do X, Y, and Z. Some ben adam says, do X, Y, and Z. Who are you supposed to listen to? Obviously, the Rabbi Yishalayim. So therefore, ain't shliach lidvar aveira. But then the Gemara said, but there are exceptions to the rule. And the exception to the rule we started off is what? Me'ila. That by Me'ila, if the shliach follows the dictates of the Mishaleach, guess what? The Mishaleach is going to be moil. Even though we hold ain't shliach lidvar aveira, here we hold the ain't shliach lidvar aveira. And the Gemara said, that's an exception. We learn chet chet mitruma that yesh liach lidvar aveira. And then the Gemara says, but let's learn from there. After all, if we have a makar that yesh liach lidvar aveira, let's learn from that makar that yesh liach lidvar aveira. The kol haTorah kula. The Gemara said, no. Because me'ila and shlichus yad are shtei dvarim abon ke'echad. What shlichus yad? That is if I left a pikadon with a shomer, and then the shomer was shaleach yad v'pikadon, which means he picked it up and used it for some sort of purpose. Then, even if subsequently this pikadon was ne'enas, in the form of an earthquake, in the form of listin mezuyon, whatever the case is, nevertheless, the shomer is going to be chayiv. What's the reason why? Because of this pasuk, if there was no shlichus yad means that he picked up this pikadon to use it for himself. Okay, so far so good. Then the Gemara said, that's all according to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel learns the din of shlichus by shlichus yad from the pasuk al kol devar pesha. The word devar means you give an instruction. The instruction was given by the Mishaleach to the Shliach. Okay, that's the case over there. That's good according to me. So, What about Beis Shammai that uses alcohol devar pesha for a different drasha to tell you machshava kemaisa? The Gemara says, you're right, we're not going to learn from Me'ila and Shlichusad. Okay, we're on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, which is today's daf, and the question is, where are we holding in the daf? So, last time we learned 10 lines from the top of the Amud, but we're just going over it just to remind ourselves what we were talking about. Again, the Gemara wants to know, let's learn Yesh Shliach Lidvar Aveira from Me'ila. And the Gemara says we cannot. Why? Because we have Shtei Ksuvim HaBoyim Ke'echad. Shtei Ksuvim HaBoyim Ke'echad Eim Alamdin. Rabbi, thank you for joining us. We're just doing a quick chazorah on one of the top of Mem Gimel Omid Aleph. What are the two Psukim Shtei Ksuvim HaBoyim Ke'echad Eim Alamdin? One is Me'ila and the other is Shlichus Yad. That Shlichus Yad is good according to Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, how do we know where the Shtei Ksuvim HaBoyim Ke'echad? Said the Gemara, we learn it from Me'ila and Tzvicha U'Mechira, which is the top line of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Tzvicha U'Mechira, as you'll recall, means that a person stole a shor or a seh, and not only did he steal it, utvachoi oy mechoroi, he did a tzvicha, he shechted it, or he sold it. Chamisha boki shalom tachas a shor v'arba tzoyim tachas a seh. Says the Gemara, just like when you do a mechira, you have to have another person. You cannot sell something to yourself. If you want to sell something, you have to sell it to somebody else. So it involves another party. Same thing by tvicha, it can involve another party. So although you were the one that stole it, if you gave it to somebody else to shecht, then yesh shliach lidvar aveir. So just repeating the top couple of lines. Pshem dam me'ila tvicha mechira shneksum monkechad. Me'ila hadi amarin. Me'ila, we already said on mem beis on mem beis. We learn chet chet mitruma to tell you that me'ila yesh shliach ledvar aveira. Tzvicha mechira ma'hi. What tzvicha mechira? Where do you see yesh shliach ledvar aveira? Amakra utvachay oy mecharay. Ma mechira yedei achir. Just like by mechira, you have to have another individual to sell the property to. Same thing by tzvicha, even if the shechita of the shor or seh was by a third party, you're also chayiv dalet vehe. So you see, yesh shliach ledvar aveir. Tzvicha Rabbi Shmuel Tana, he says, I learned it not from mat mechira yidei acher, but I learned it from oy. Says the tzvachay oy mecharay. Could have said tzvachay u mecharay by saying tzvachay oy mecharay. Oy the rabbi says a shliach. It says Meposik Tachas. It says Chamisha Bosh Boker Yishalim Tachas Ashor Arba Tzoyim Tachas Asem. The Tachas L'Rabbi is Esa Shliach. Very good. So bottom line is, yes.
How does Tachas suggest a reboot?
It could have been Chamisha Boker Baad Hashor, or by Chamisha Boker it says Utochim Mecharay Chamisha Boker Yishalim Bishvil Ashar, or Ba'ad Ashar.
If you did that, then either Ba'ad or Bishvil, neither of which are good Torah language, but assuming that they were, they would be the, then I would get the same question be there. Why is that a reword?
Tachas is considered to be an unusual term. Let's see, what does he explain? Oh, he brings here, no. You ask a good question. Rashi, in fact, doesn't ask it directly, but he asks it indirectly. And Rashi says it could have said one time tachas. It could have said chamisha boker yishalim, and va'arba tzoyim yishalim tachas hashor v'aseh, or tachas hashor v'aseh. So you look at the Rashi fourth line, tachas hashor tachas aseh. T'chad mina yiseiru. We didn't need both tachases. We could have had one. Udorish l'rabbi shemina shliach tachdav litvoyach chayiv aganav. So you see, Rashi says that one of the two tachas is I'm sorry, I withdraw. It's not because of ba'ad or bishvil. It could have said one time tachas, chamisha vokar ve'arba tzoyim tachas ashor v'aseh.
So by I understand Rashi, but my question of Rashi is, how could you otherwise make the volume 4 for one and 5 for another? without repeating the word.
Okay, so let's say again. Kivnav ishar oise umcharoi oi tvachoi oi macharoi chamisha vokar v'arba tzoyim yishalim tachta.
That's five. And how about four?
No, I'm saying chamisha vokar oi arba tzoyim yishalim tachta.
Where's arba?
Chamisha vokar oi arba tzoyim oi arba tzoyim yishalim tachta. He stole.
I misheard your arba.
It's okay, no problem. Anyway, so bottom line is, the Gemara feels that this tachas is extra, and that's why we can learn it to teach us the din of yesh liach ledvar aveira by the case of tvicha mechira. So, bottom line is, why don't we say yesh liach ledvar aveira lechol vateira kula? Previously, we said it's based on a swara. And what was the svara? Divya Rabba, Divya Tama, Divya Mishamim. Now the Gemara said, but I have Me'ila. And that tells us, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveda. Let's follow Me'ila. Says the Gemara, no, because you have Me'ila together with Shlichus Yad, or Me'ila together with Tvichu Mechira, Shneik Sumon Ke'echad, V'ein Malamdim. Frank the Gemara yet, Ho Nicha L'mandiyam, we're now 10 lines from the top, Ho Nicha L'mandiyam, Shneik Sumon Ke'echad, V'ein Malamdim. That's if you hold ein melamdin. But what happens if you hold melamdin? And we had this mandiyam melamdin a few days ago. That was Rabbi Yehuda that holds shneiksu monkeacher. Yes, melamdin. So my yikul meimar. If that's the case, the question is, what are we going to say? We have it on membeis amar aleph. We had it earlier. Membeis amar aleph. No, we must have had it a couple of days ago. Anyway, we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara that holds that Shteik Sumam Kiachad, yes, Malamdin. So that being the case, Frank Timura, so let's learn Yesh Liach Ledvar Aveira from a combination of Me'ila and Tvicha Mechira, or Me'ila and Shlichus Yad. And for the Gemara, Goli Rachmana B'Shchutei Chutz, we have another limud. What's Shchutei Chutz? Shchutei Chutz, as you know, means that a person shechted a carbon outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. He took an oil, he took a chatas, instead of shechting it in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, he shechted it stam in, like, on a bama, or in the middle of the street, and we're talking about Bishas Isser HaBamas, of course. So what's the din then? It said in the Pasuk that Chas HaShom, a person that does that, Isha Sheyishchot El Mitoich HaMachana, or Isha Sheyishchot Michutz HaMachana, and if you have the Torah Ora Sholem, V'al Pesach oil moyed lo yehaviyoy lahakrif korban laHashem lefnei Mishkan Hashem. He didn't bring it to Pesach oil moyed to go and shecht by the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash. Dom yechashel leishahu dom shafach v'nichras o ishahu mikerav amoy. He gets kares. Frank the Gemara, why does it have to go and say lo ishahu dom shafach? Obviously, this person that was over the Issachares, El Pesach Oyel Moyed Lehevi Oyel Lehakev Korban Lashem, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, Dom Yechoshev, Dom Shofach, V'nichras Mikerev Amoy. Why does it have to say Dom Yechoshev LeIshahu? Of course we're talking about Ishahu. We're not talking about you or me or somebody else. We're talking about the person that Shechted Shchut Echutz. So V'shteitzach we're talking about that individual, Ishahu. Why does it have to say Ishahu? Everything will come to say who the loy shluchai. This word shluchai would seem to be incorrect. The choyrit should say who the loy sholchai. That what it's telling us is that this individual that did the shechting bachutz, let's say he was instructed to do so by somebody else, says the pasuk, I don't care about that other person. That other person is irrelevant. Ishahu, the one that shechted, he gets the punishment of the kareis, and if he did a bishogeg, he has to bring the karban chatos, but not the sholchai. The mishalech is off the hook. Why? Because ein shliach ledvar aveir. Zokti
Mar. Notes that in Ktav Yad it says sholchai.
It's like sholchai instead of shluchai. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Ach, Gabe Shchut Echutz. we find this by Shchutechut. B'chol haTorah kula minalan. How do we know the rest of the Torah that this applies? After all, it's really two against one, if you will. Me'ila and Tvicha Mechira taught us. Yesh liach medvar aveira. Normally we say, Shnei Ksum von Kechad e Malamdin. But we're according now, according to Manyama that holds that Malamdin, that Shnei Ksum von Kechad is Malamdin. So I have two that say, Yesh liach medvar aveira, and I got one pasuk by Shchut Yechut that says, Ein shliach medvar aveira, le'ishahu. So it's two against one. Why should I follow the one? Everyone the Yalam is Shchutechutz, because I learn it from Shchutechutz l'chol haTorah kula. How do I learn it from Shchutechutz? Ad Yalam, well, Frank Dimar, Ad Yalam is Shchutechutz, Neilav Mehanoch, like we just said a moment ago. Don't go and learn from Shchutechutz that ain't Shliach L'dvar Aveira. Look, learn from those other two, the Yei Shliach L'dvar Aveira. And for the more hot across the Rachmana, in the same pasuk it repeats again. The Nichras Isha Hu Mikerev Amoy. Again, if you have the Torah or a Shalem, El Pesach Oy Moy Liyevioy, Lahakrev Korban Lashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Dom Yechoshev Isha Hu, that Isha Hu is totally irrelevant. They could have said, Dom Yechoshev, Dom Shofach, it's Dam, it's blood, he has blood on his hands. Of course it's Isha Hu, the person that shechted, not anybody else. And then it continues on, Benichras Ishahu, Mikerev Amoy. Now, of course it's Ishahu. If you or me is going to get Kores, Veshchut Echut, the guy that Shechted gets the Kores. Of course it's Ishahu. Zok to Yimara, Em Eina Inu Legufay, since I don't need the extra Ishahu, Tenil Inu Lechol HaTeira Kula, comes to tell you, Kol HaTeira Kula, as was, that Ein Shliach Lidvarave. And since the Torah repeats it over here twice, Ishahu, Ishahu, the Torah is saying, and I really mean it. And therefore, forget about those other two, limudim, me'ila, tzvicha, mechirah. This is going to be the law of the land, that anywhere, kol ha'tzvicha kula, we're going to learn from shchut techut, ein shlich l'dvar aveira. That's very good, according to Man D'Yama, that holds melamdim. U'man D'Yama, shnei ksum ha'bon ke'echad, ein melamdim, what do I need the ha'hu for? That ho'ishahu, what's the lesson again? Tom Yechoshu le'ishahu, v'nichras ha'ishahu. After all, since ein malamdin, I have no reason to go and say that you'd be chayiv, a shliach l'dvar aveira, because of divri harav, divri atalmud, divri mishamim. So what do I need le'ishahu, to exclude? And for the Gemara, toni ha'hu, ha'hu. Oh, so this goes together, not toni, hani. What does he do with the two ha-hus? Every more he learns something totally different. What happens if you have two people holding on the chalif at the same time and shechting b'chutz? So kadaita chamina, they should both be chayif koris, because they're both shechting b'chutz. Kamash v'lo, no ishahu. Only one person gets and not two. So if two people are shechting together, both are off the hook. They do not get kores. They do not have to bring a korban chatas b'shogeg. Well, that's one hahu. V'chad, what do you do with the other hahu? V'chad, hu v'loi onus. Hu v'loi shogeg. Hu v'loi mutze. If there was an oinus, oinus means somebody was forcing him with a gun. Hu v'loi shogeg, if he made a mistake, he thought it was a regular chulin animal, and it turned out to be a kachim animal. Or mutta, he was deceived, somebody fooled him and told him, this is a regular animal, go and shech. And he didn't know it was a carbon. Tells you ahu. In those cases, it would be potter from karis, and depending on the circumstances, he might be mechuyev a karm, chattas. Chori by hu v'loi onus, he would be totally potter. It's onus rachmana patre. But in the shogig and on the mutta, he'd have to bring a karm, chattas, but he doesn't get karis. Yes, Rabbi, you have a question.
What is the logic to say that two people do an avera, they are potter? If two people kill somebody, they are potter.
It could be that by two people killing a person also. I don't know the gedorim, but in general, there's a rule of shnayim she'asuhu is potter. You have the same thing on Shabbos as well.
Right? Shabbos is because each one did a half a malacha.
Each one did a half a malacha. He only did a half a shchita. Reuven and Shimon both together did a shchita. Reuven did half and Shimon did half. And therefore, that's why I don't get it. Yom Lechoyer, Lechoyer goes the same thing, right? Shnayim Shasu Hapot. So bottom line is, I have the Hahu Hahu for that purpose. Ah, so according to Man Yom Ahot Shnei Ksum Abom Keachot, Nelamdin, I need the Hahu Hahu to tell you, Ein Shlich Edvar Aveda Lechol HaTayra Kula. According to the other Man Yom, the Shnei Ksum Abom Keachot, Ein Lamdin, I learned the Hahu Hahu to tell you these demon about Shnayim Shoichzin and the Onus Shoichigin Mutter. The Idach, and what does the other Madiyama do? In other words, how does he know these drushes? After all, he uses the Ahu to tell you, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveda. Mehu, Hahu. There's an extra hey. It could theoretically have said, Dom Yechoshev Ish Hu. Why does the Ish Hahu? The extra hey comes to tell you, not only the din of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveda, but also these dinim of Shnayim Oxen, Besakin, and Hu V'Loi Oxen. Beidach, what does the other Madiyama do? Hu hahu loitara. She feels that you need the hahu for a good, proper reading, and leaving out the hey would not be an easy way of saying the pasuk. Saying dom yechashu leish hu, that's kind of strange. Hahu would be lechoyra a better text. Therefore, he holds we don't darshan any extra. Good. So now the Gemara asks another question. So what we've concluded is Rabbi Yisai, so far, the Kol HaTorah Kula Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveda, either because Shnei Ksuvim Bo Keachot Ein Melamdin, or because I have the Hu HaHu. So Gemara V'Haditani, you have a Braisa. V'Oim L'Shluchot Tzei HaRoiges HaNefesh. Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to go and kill someone. You can think in terms of the top mafioso leader, who calls one of his henchmen, and he says, Bob, Jack, Billy, I want you to go out and kill whoever. Chas v'shalom. He said, go and kill someone. And the person did it. Hu chayiv, the actual murderer is chayiv, v'sholchav patur, the one that sent them is patur. That, of course, is l'chayiv, very straightforward. What the chiddush is shami azokin oimer, mishum chagai hanovi, Sholchav is chayiv. The one that sent him is going to be chayiv. Chayiv for murder. Even though he didn't commit the murder, he's going to be chayiv. And therefore, yesh shliach l'dvar aver. Question is, where does he take this from? Shenamar oisar rag to becher b'nei amin. What is this all about? This is talking about the story about David HaMelech. David HaMelech was interested in marrying Bathsheba. But Bathsheba was already married to Uriah HaChiti, and therefore David HaMelech said to Yoav ben Tzruya, who was the general, go and make sure that Uriah HaChiti is going to be in the front of the battlegrounds, and that unfortunately he'll be killed. And guess what? He was killed. So Nosan HaNovi now says to David HaMelech, he gives him Musar, for Oisei Haranto, and you killed Uriah HaChiti b'cherub bnei amon. Obviously, David HaMelech didn't kill him. It wasn't even Yoav that killed him. The one that killed him was the Ammonites, b'cherub bnei amon. But by the fact that it says in the pasuk, Oisei Haragta, says, Shamay Hazoket is the chasimin, that legabe the din of Ritzicha, yesh shliach l'dvar aver. And the Gemara is going to develop this in another moment, as you'll see. Frankly, more my time with the Shami Azokin. Where did Shami Azokin come from? After all, didn't we just say a moment ago that everybody agrees, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveda, except for Mi'ila, and a Machloikis Gabi Shlich Osiyad, and by Tvichu Mechira? Where does he take this from? So now, on the surface, he takes it from the Pasuk, Oisei Haragta. The reason why the Gemara is bothered by this is because in another few lines, we're going to give a different interpretation to the Oisei Haragta. So, the Pasuk itself is not conclusive. So why does Shami Azokin say that the Mishaleach, David HaMelech, would be Chayov? Because he says, Kosovish Nixon Mokiachon, Melamdin. Oh, I do learn from Me'ila and Tzvicho Mechira. And that we said in the Gemara about Hu HaHu Loi Darish. He doesn't learn the drasha of Hu HaHu, and therefore, as far as he's concerned, I don't have a miut to go and say, no, only the person that did the shechita. He's the one that did the shechita schutz. He's the one that's potter. Sorry, he's the one that's chayiv. But in fact, since he doesn't darsh in the hu ahu, he only learns the shnayim ochs and the sakim. He learns the hu v'loy ones, hu v'loy shoykik, hu v'loy moten. And therefore, he doesn't have an extra hu to go and say that you're potter. So therefore, you're chayiv. That is the first explanation of Shammai HaZaken. The Itaka holds yesh shliach l'dvarveh. However, but there's another pshat, lo'olam dorish. Really, he does dash in hu hahu, and therefore he agrees that ein shliach l'dvarveh. Aye, he says over here, you're chayiv, umay chayiv, chayiv b'dinah shamoyim. Not that you're chayiv b'dinah b'nei adam, only b'dinah shamoyim. Meaning, says Shammai HaZaken, I also agree. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Period. Full stop. Aye, why did I say that you're chayiv by Ritzicha? B'dine Shemoyim, but not b'dine Adam. Here in Bezin, if they would take David HaMelech into Bezin, he would be totally potter. Only b'dine Shemoyim, since he was the Gorein, he'd be chayiv. Pray
for more. In this case,
yes, yes.
Someone pulled a trigger.
Yeah.
He killed him. Here also, David Malf was placing him in a place where the bullet would hit him. So it's more than
the Gemara considers it a groma. A groma, in other words, you're right, he was the cause, but bottom line is he wasn't the one that pulled the trigger and shot him. And therefore, says the Gemara, he's possibly
accountable.
I'm sorry?
He's accountable.
But where is he accountable? Not in a rabbinical court down below, but the court upstairs in Shemayim. This is the Gemara that we were learning yesterday on Yom Kippur. Is it surprising that the Gemara talks about Dina B'Shemayim, what's the Sifrei Chaim and the other Sfarim, or Psuchim L'Fanecha before Kodesh Baruch Hu? Person is accountable for being the Meshaleach in a murder Chas V'Shalom, but only with Dina Shemayim.
He's a king. The king is judged by a president.
No, so that's even better. So that's what you're doing is you bring further support to this tariff.
He's the king. Then,
I'm sorry, what was that? Barry, what you said is absolutely correct, and therefore you're adding further support to this tariff. Then when it said chayiv, he didn't mean chayiv b'dinei adam, as you just said, melech, you can't be don him anyway. So he's being done upstairs in Shemayim. So then that first fits in perfectly.
That's
the role of the Navi, of the Nosan and Navi, to go and give him the Musa and to tell him what's going on upstairs. Right? Good. Says Yimara, if that's the Pshat in Shammai HaZaken that he's Chayv, B'dinei Shemoyim, but not Dinei Odom. So what did the Tanakhama say? Tanakhama says that Hu Chayv is Sholchav Potter. Sounds like Dovin HaMelech was Potter. Totally. Even Medina Shemayim, isn't there accountability for this terrible thing that Uri Achiti was killed? The Timur Machal, the Tanakama, Savafil Medina Shemayim, Nami Potter, says Timur, no, Eladina Rabba, Medina Zuta, Ika Benayim. The machloik is between them is, how badly is he going to be punished upstairs in Shemayim? According to Shammai HaZaken, he's going to get a big patch, like 39 makis. Well, according to the Tanakhama, he'll only get 36 or 33. He'll get a little bit of a lighter sentence. See, if we look at the Rashi smack in the middle on the right. So, Rashi, Dina Rabba, B'dina Zutik L'nayu, L'shamay Mechaye, B'dina Rabba, Bo'inish Godoil, L'Tanakhama, L'menish Kuli Hai, Gohirig Atzmai, Elikin Goyden. It won't be a big, big... So, when you go to Gehenna, there are apparently different levels. You have the basement, and you have twice the penthouse, and everything in between. I don't know which one is worse, the basement or the penthouse. I get the sense that basement is probably worse. But anyway, regardless, but there are different madregos, if you will. So according to Tanakhama, it'll be a cooler Gehenim. There'll be a little bit of air conditioning. And according to Shammai HaZaken, it's going to be geferlich. It's going to really be hot. But both are talking about Bedina Shemai. Ikka benayim. In other words, even Shammai HaZaken agrees that this is an exception to the rule. either because I learned from Me'ilu Utvicha, Tvicha Mechira, that Ein Shneksum Bank Echad Ein Malamdin, or I hold Taka Malamdin, but I have the Hu Hahu that we had from Shchut Echut. Here's the exception to the rule. By Ritzicha, since I have a Befeirish of Pasuk, there is a din of Oynish on the Mishalech. And therefore, Zok Tiyumara, if I say Mishani Hasa.
Only in this case.
This is an exception to the rule. Normally, Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira. Here, Yein Shlich Ledvar Aveira. And frankly, this is not the only exception, because we already had exceptions by Me'ila, and by Tvicha Mechira, and by Shlichas Yad, according to Beis Hillel. So I have another exception. The case of Ritzicha. V'idach, what is the other man diyama do? Let's go back to the Tanakhama. L'choy the Pasuk Oisi Harak to Becher B'nei Amoyim is a pretty strong Pasuk. Yet we had before the Tanakhama says, no. The Shaleach, Mishaleach is Potter. Why is he talking Potter? Says in Gemara, Harila V'idach, Harila Cho Kecher B'nei Amoyim, Ma Cher B'nei Amoyim Ein Aten Nenesh Alav. Just like you, Dovin HaMelech, you're not going to be punished for murders committed by the Ammonites, because it's Ammon that committed all those murders on the battlefield. Afur Yechiti, Iyat Nenesh Olav, Dovin HaMelech, you're going to be potter for killing or causing the murder of Ur Yechiti. Why will you not be punished? My time, because he was a Moir B'Malchus. How was he Moir B'Malchus? Tika Omale, he, Ur Yechiti, in the presence of Dovin HaMelech, referred to Yoav as Va'adoini Yoav. V'chol Avde Adoini Al Pnei Hasod Echoinim. Adoini Yoav is saying, my master Yoav, ah, chutzpah, your master Yoav, you're sitting in front of David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the king. You're not allowed to refer to anybody else as being the master in front of the king. And therefore, this is considered to be Mridah the Malchus. Chol Abdi Adoni, I'm not exactly sure whether Abdi Adoni is referring back to Yoav, and then it would be another repetition saying, my master Yoav and the Avodim of Yoav, but it could also be that Abdi Adoni is referring to Adoni Dovin HaMelech, those Avodim. But regardless, whichever way you look at it, the Adoni Yoav is certainly considered to be Amrita Mamalchus, person Amrita Mamalchus is Chayim Misa, and therefore Dovin HaMelech ordered his Misa by sending him to the battlefront. That's why the Tanakhama says, you're misreading the Pasuk. Oysi haragta b'cher b'nei amoyim. The hariga that you did, David HaMelech, is as accountable as if the cher b'nei amoyim. Just like you have nothing to do with the cher b'nei amoyim. That's the other side in this war. So you have nothing vis-a-vis the fact that Ur Yechiti died. You had every right, so to speak, to have him killed because of this merida, the malchus.
I have a problem.
Yes. Continue on.
This completely empties the Tochacha out of the words of Nathan Anagin. You see my point?
I see a point perfectly.
David Melech, you're completely exonerated because he wasn't you, it was Abnei Amon, and he was more of a Malchut. Therefore, there's no Tochacha at all left. But it's clear that the Nathan is giving him tochacha, and David Melech takes it to heart.
The rest of the pasuk also is, if you look at pasuk Gimel, obviously we would have to look up all the mafarshim how they interpret the rest of the pasuk. But on the surface, one could learn madua Nosan Novi is giving him Musar, madua bazisa. As Dvar Hashem, why were you mavaza? You humiliated, you shamed the word of Hashem. Las Yisrael be'enai, to go and do such a terrible thing. That what as Uriah Hachiti hikisa b'charev, you caused Uriah Hachiti to be hit by the sword. V'yas ishto lekachto l'chayisha, and you took Basheva as your wife. V'oyisarak to b'charev b'nei amoyim, even though technically you're off the hook, because what you did is like the B'nai Amoyim, meaning just like you're not punished for what the B'nai Amoyim did, because B'nai Amoyim did it, and you didn't tell them to do it. They did it on their own. Therefore, although what you did was a terrible thing, you're not going to be killed as a murderer, because the amount of your guilt is similar on a legal basis to that of the Bnei Amon. Just like the Cher Bnei Amon ain't atenenesh olav, apor yechiti I atenenesh olav. But that doesn't mean I can't give you Musa, says Nosan HaNavi. What this whole series of events was not good. But you're not deserving of murder because of this drasha, Oysa Herakta. And of course, there are other Gemaras that say, Dedovin HaMelech, Loichata, etc. I know you're going to tell me what Ben Gurion said. All is fine and good. We'll continue on. Zokti Maravaita, Omer Rava. Imten Toloi Mesobe Shamay.
What did Ben Gurion say? Please.
David, do you want to fill in the blank?
Please. What is up, Ben Gurion?
Ben Gurion, to my knowledge, was a Tanakh expert. And
yes,
someone quoted the Gemara that said that whoever says about David HaMelech that he sinned, Eino Ela Toah, Eino Toah. So Ben Gurion is rumored to have said, well, if that's the case, I am among the Tohim. I am among those that are making the same mistake. That's what people say.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I never heard that. Thank you.
I'm surprised. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Omer Rav, Imtim Tzoloim Esovar Shamai Shnei Ksum Abom Ke'echad Melamdim V'hu Ahu Loidorish So what Rav is saying is, remember we've had now three or four different understandings of what Shammai Hazokin said. According to one understanding, he holds that Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera, and we learn it from this pasuk about Oiserak Bacher Bnei Amoy, that you're Chayiv. According to that pshat, Imtin Tzoloimer, again learning the words of Rava, that Sober Shami Shneksum Bokeachad Melamdin, and therefore we learn from Me'ila and Tvichu Mechira that Yesh Shlech Ledvar Avera, Vuhu Hahu Loi Darish, and he doesn't darshin what we have by Shchute Chutz of a Nichras Ish Hahu Mikerev Amay. Dom Yechoshev Lo Ish Hahu Dom Shofach. If he doesn't learn those drushes, so he holds Yesh Shliach Lidvar Aveira B'chola Teira Kula. Again, according to that in Tzoloimer, according to that pshat, that version of the pshat of Shammai Hazokin, says the Gemara, but even Shammai Hazokin would agree that there are exceptions to the rule, where he would say, Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. Where would that be? Says the Gemara, if instead of saying to someone, Tzei, Haroig es hanefesh. If instead you said, tsei, bo'oil eso erva, or tsei, achoil es achelev, everybody would agree that Shehu, the perpetrator himself, is chayim, and the mishaleach sholcha bar potter. Why? Shlei matzinu, b'cholateir kula zen nehena v'zem is chayev. When you're talking about be'ila, or you're talking about eating chaylev, in both cases, the perpetrator is having hano'ah from his ma'aseh. He's not just doing, for instance, a cold-blooded murder, which of course is a terrible thing, but you don't have any, you might have emotional satisfaction, but you don't have any physical satisfaction. Therefore, there, Rav Shammai Hazokin holds, yesh lich l'dvar aveira. But in a case where a person is having physical satisfaction, like bia, or eating chaylev, or eating chazer, or something along those lines, even Shammai Hazokin would agree that Meshaleach is Patur. And this, with this Ravaisa, we have now concluded this sugya about the Makar for Shlichus and the din of Yeshliach or Ein Shliach L'dvar Aver. And now we go off a little bit on another subject. Itmar, Rav Omar, Shliach Nase Eid. Tvei Rav Shila Amri, Ein Shliach Nase Eid. Now what type of situation are we talking about? As you see on the bottom of the Gemara and the top of the Amud Beis, the Gemara says this can come up easily in three situations. Number one, Kiddushin, where somebody wants to marry someone, he sends a shliach, here, take a pruta or a dinner, and please give this to Shprinza, so she should be my wife. Or you can have Chas HaShon the other way around. Person sends a get with a shliach to hand over Nebuch to the wife, to give her a get. Or number three, you can have a situation where a loiv is repaying a malve for a loan. And you have a shliach who's taking the money and he's paying off the malve. In each situation, what happens if there's subsequently a challenge, whether the kedushin really took place, whether the get was really given properly, whether the malva was paid? Obviously, if you have other people that are eidim, that's fantastic. The question is, can the shliach himself be one of the eidim to testify in these type of cases? And that's what the Gemara is now going to have a machlokes, Rav and Dvei Reb Shimon. So Gemara tells us, Rav says the shliach can be an aid. So let's take the kedushin situation, right? Reuven sent Shimon with $100. Here, take this $100, or take the ring, give it to Shprinza, say to her, Hari at mekudesh es le Reuven, my mishaleach, and if she accepts the ring of $100, I'll be married. And that's, of course, the halacha. You can be mekadosh as isha b'shluchai, and that's the first Mishnah in our parak. Ish mekadosh boyu b'shluchai. So that's not a problem. But what happens if afterwards somebody else wants to propose to this young lady, and he or someone else says, ah, there was no kedushin, the whole thing is a bluff, it's not true, you're deceiving us, blah, blah, blah. Can the shliach himself be an aid and say, what are you talking about? I handed over the ring. I gave the money. I'm certainly an aid. That's the question. Of course, you still need two eidim. So you have somebody else. The question is, can this shliach be mitzaref with another eid, so you'll have pishnayim eidim? So Rab says, yeah. Dvei Reb Shila says, no. Says, you want my time to Dvei Reb Shila. What's the reason why Dvei Reb Shila says that ein shliach nasa eid? Ilein mishum v'li omalei havali eid is the reason because you didn't designate him for an eid. As you know, for instance, in Chasana, you usually have two people called up and they are designated as the eidim. But what happens if you didn't call anybody up and two people were standing there? And there is, of course, always a concern that if you have kroivim or other people there in the audience, then you might say, well, nimtz echem, they have karev apostle. Let's assume that there are no kroivim, no psulim, no issues. You have two people that were standing next to a bocher and a meidel. The bocher is giving a ring to the meidel. He says, Ari at mekudeshesli. Two eidim are standing there. Even if nobody said, Hari atem eidai, makes no difference. They witnessed it, they could testify, and everything is great. See, is that the reason why Dvei Reb Shila says, Ein shliach nasa eid? Because he was not appointed to be an eid. He was only appointed to be a shliach. So if you want to might have Dvei Reb Shila, Ilei mishum deli omalei, havali eid, is the reason because he didn't appoint him to make him an eid. Elamayata, kiddush isha b'fnei shnayim v'lo yamlehem atam eidai, hachanam deli havi kiddushi, in a situation where, in fact, two eidim witnessed a maisa kedushin, they saw the chosin give the kala a ring, they saw then they heard hariat mekudeshesli, they saw that he gave her a shtar where it said hariat mekudeshesli. Are you going to tell me that they're not kosher eidim and they cannot testify? Of course they can. So what's the svar then of Dvei Reb Shila that he says that ein shliach nasa eid? Says, well, I'll explain to you why. Rav Oma El Rav Oma Shliach Nasa Eid Alume Kom Alimno Lemilse. Says Rav, the Shliach is the best aid possible because any other aidim, they don't really know what's going on, they just witnessed. The Shliach himself delivered the ring. He knows what's going on. He gave the ring. He's the best aid possible. He can come to Bezdin and say, Bezdin, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that the chosin gave a ring to the kala. I was the shliach of the chosin. I was the one that said, Hariat mukadeshus liyanko, liru uvein. I know for a fact. So this is the best aid possible, says Rav. So Rav Shila Amri, it's the other way around. Ein shliach nasa aid. Kim in the omer ma shlucha shal adam kim moisai. Havale ki gufei. Since the shliach shal adam kim moisai, this shliach is now like the chosin himself. Would we believe the chosin to go and testify that he went and married Shpritza, the kala? The answer is, we could believe him, but not as an aid, because a Baal Dover himself cannot be an aid. After all, he has a negiah. He's the one that got married and he wants to uphold the marriage. You're not happy, I see, Barry.
Hodar's Baal Din can be a Eidim.
Yeah.
He's not just 80, he's like 100. If a man, a Pesha Arsa, a Pesha Hitter, we have that many times in Ksumas. If a man says something, we take him at his word. If he's a kosher person.
What happens if you have a Malva and a Loiva? And the Malva lent $100 to the Loiva. And now the Loiva was supposed to pay back the debt on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And unfortunately he didn't. And the Loiva says, he swears that he did. Or for that matter, the Malva says, Loiva, you didn't pay. And Loiva says, of course I paid. And he says, Rabbi Yisai, Bezdin, listen to me. I paid. Would his statement have the legitimacy or the legal standing of edus, of being a witness?
Ain other maze pun of a bit about hobo. He actually, it's not that he's a good person, there's suspicions, but he can't be forced to pay.
Would you say? You're answering a different question. I'm asking you, would he be a kosher aid to testify about the payment on Erev Rosh Hashanah? If you had two independent people that watched it and they saw that he paid them off, no question that those are two great eight. Right. But would the Loiva himself be believed just on his say-so, I'm an eight, I testify every day in court in many other cases, I'm testifying here that I pay. Would he ever... You're talking about many wonderful rules of jurisprudence. But on the question of being a kosher witness, there's a din of Odom Korov Eitzel Atzmai. If he's testifying about himself, he is not believed. If he wants to go and say, yes, I owe the money, even though the Malva says you paid, and Edom say you paid, and he says, Raboisa, I'm telling you I didn't pay, then you have your point about that Hoidoz Valdin Kimei Edom Dami. That's an admission against interest. Then he'd be believed, not that he is an aid, he'd have a status like an aid. Kimei aidim dami. He's willing to go and pay even though everybody says you pay. The same thing over here. We're talking about the shliach. If the shliach was the chosin himself, in other words, you didn't have a shliach, you have a chosin. There was some question as to whether the chosin gave the money or gave the ring to the kallah. Says the chosin, of course I gave it to the Ashraf, sure I gave it. He may be the most honest person in the world. But nevertheless, he would not be a kosher aid for his own litigation. For that, you have to have two disinterested third parties who are not related, not to the chosin, not to the kallah, not to themselves. They can go and testify. He himself cannot testify. He can say in his documents, in his litigation, I'm telling you and I swear, and I can, and I have 100 Bibles, I'll swear. All that is wonderful, but he's not an aid. An aid has to be a disinterested third party. And since the shliach over here is the third party himself, not the third party, he is one of the two parties, because he, the chosin himself, is not going to be believed, so the shliach of the chosin won't be believed, because have a lekei kufay. Frank Dimon Meitzvei, I'm going to ask you now a kasha. I have a braisa. Omer l'shloisha, you have the chosin who tells three people, tzu v'kidshu li ho'isha, do me a favor, find Sprinza, give her a shava pruta, give her a dinner, and be mekadesh her for me. And Baruch Hashem, they locate Sprinza, they give over the money, and then there's some question as to whether or not the money was given or was not given. Jok Beishamei, we have three people. Echad, one of them will be the Shliach. And Shnai made them. After all, you don't have all three people handing over the money and putting it into her hand. Two people are accompanying the person who actually implements the Shlichus. He is the shliach, and the other two are nice third-party bystanders, and they're the ones who are going to go and testify that there was a proper kiddush. Divrei Bishamai, Bishamai. Ubeisil amrim kulan shluchen hein. All three of them have a status of shliach. The ein shliach nase eid, and a shliach cannot become an eid. So now in this brisa, we have it's unanimous. Both Beishamai and Beisil agree that a shliach cannot become an eid. Beisil says it expressly. All three are shluch and the ain shliach nasa eid. And Beishamai says it sub silentio. How does he say it? Because he said, I can't go and make the shliach into an eid, but I can split up the three. One will be a shliach and the other two will be eidim. Why can't all three be Eitim? Because ein shliach nase Eitim. Everybody agrees ein shliach nase Eitim. Ah, Zoktimar ad kan leplikel b'shloisha. By shloisha we have this machloikis. Beishami says you could split it up and have one and two, and the two will be Eitim. Beisilu says you cannot. What happens if you didn't have three people? Al b'shnai, what happens if the mishalech only sent two people to go and marry off to be the shlichim to go and give the money to Shprintzer? Then Tiviyakol, then wouldn't everybody agree that ein shliach nase eid? And even Beishami would say you're stuck if you only had two. One is the shliach, one is the aid. You don't have how piyach shnai made him yakum davar. Zoktimor is doch shver on Rav, because Rav says shliach nase eid, and I see l'choy that both Beishami and Beisil agree in the case of two shluchim that diviakoil loy, we do not have eidos. Everything marhudi amakaitana. Rav had in fact a different brisa that learns like him. Desanya, what does it say in the brisa? Nosan oimer Beishami oimim shliach the eid echad. That in fact you have one shliach and one aid, and says Rashi six lines from the bottom, shliach the aid echad yecholim lochoid al hadover. The shliach and the aid echad, right? He sent two. Those two, one will be the shliach that actually performed the maisa kedushin. The other one witnessed it. Those two together will be wonderful aidim. No, you have to have a shliach and two separate eidim besides the shliach. So what have we seen from this brisa? That according to Rav Nosson, according to Beis Shammai, a shliach nase eid. And according to Beis Hillel, no. Besides your shliach, you have to have two eidim because ein shliach nase eid. Oh, so now Rav says, you see, I have someone that holds like me, that shliach nase eid. But who's that person? That's Beis Shammai. For Rav ki Beis Shammai, Rav's paskin like Beis Shammai. The shliach nase eid. Beis Hillel says b'feirush, no. The shliach is no good. You have to have two separate eidim. Evdimara eipach. We have to go and turn around the brisa Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. However, Ravacha b'rei de rova masni ipcha. So according to the first pshat, in other words, before we get to Ravacha b'rei de rova, the epoch is we're switching around the brisa between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and therefore according to Beis Shammai, he holds shliach u'shnei eidim, because ain't shliach nasa eid, but Beis Hillel holds shliach the eid echad, they could be mistaref, the shliach nasa eid, and therefore Rav learns like Beis Hillel, so that's one way of learning. Or Ravacha b'rei de rova masni ipcha in the machloek between Rav and the Beit Rabshila, and he says Rav Omer ein shliach nase eid, and then that would be consistent with the Beis Hillel according to the girsa that we have in our brisa. The Beis Hillel Omer shliach, and you have to have separate shnei eidim. Why? Because ein shliach nase eid. So Rav learns like Beis Hillel, and Beit Rabshila Amri shliach nase eid, and he learns like Beis Shammai. So it depends which brisa you're learning. But bottom line says the Gemara, after everything is said and done, the Hilchasa shliach nase eid. A shliach can become an eid, and he is believed, even though we hold shliach shel adam kemoisai, but not to the nth degree, to that point that you say the identity of the mishalech and the shliach is now one. It's as if they're one body, one person, just like the Baal Dover cannot testify. You cannot have the shliach testify. No. Shliach is still a third party, and he is believed, and shliach nasa eid after all. Zokti mar omer rov omer rav Nachman. Omer l'shnayim, the person says to two shluchim, two v'kitchulias isha, please, I want you to mekadish my, in other words, I want you to give the kesef kedushin to the kala, to my wife. Hey nein shluchav, hey nein eidav. Like we just said, because shliach nasa eid. So if there's any doubt about this kedushin, these two will be able to not only hand over the kedushin, they will be believed in Bezin to go and Paskin, to go not Paskin, but to testify that the Kesef Kedushin was handed over, and they'll be believed, Kushliach Nasei. But it's not only got a Kedushin. The same thing applies to Chayim Begerishin. If you have two Shluchim that say, we handed over the Get, they are believed, and they can be edim that she is now divorced. And b'chein b'dina mamon, it's the same thing of b'chein b'dina mamon. If there's any doubt, Rashi says that the loive sent the money to the malva through to shluchim, and then afterwards there's dispute. Did he pay? Didn't he pay? Did he pay? Didn't pay? The two shluchim can go and raise their hands and say, we are the edim. The payment was made. So in all three cases, shliach nasa ed. Now the question, of course, is why does the Gemara have to go and give us three separate examples or three case scenarios? So I'll tell you why. Utzrich, the ashmina b'kiddushim mishum de lemesra karsi. In the case of the kiddushin, the two edim are only spoiling it for themselves vis-a-vis this lady Sprinza. This Sprinza may have been a very eligible lady that everybody was interested in marrying because she was a tzaddikus par excellence. She said Gantz Tillim every single day from Aleph till Tov. She would learn Tzeno or Enna every single day. She would go and put together the Bikr Cholim and the ladies' auxiliary parties for many different tzaddikus, a real tzaddikus. By saying that she is now married to the Mishaleach, to Reuven, they're spoiling it for themselves. What they're doing is saying Eidus that only ruins their opportunities to marry this Sprinza. So therefore, that's why they're believed. However, the reason why these two Shluchim, who have now become Eidim, are testifying that there was a good get, it could be that the whole thing is not true. The reason why they're saying that they gave a good get is because Einam Nosan Aleisha, they're thinking of marrying her. And that's the reason why they're saying, oh, she's now divorced, she's now eligible to go and get remarried. Each one of them has an interest. So maybe we should not believe her. Believe them. We should not believe the two shluchim. The Ashmin and Gerishin, if you're going to tell me by Gerishin, we should believe them. Mishum de itzele beitrei lechazia. You cannot go and split the lady in half. Obviously, maximum one of them could remarry her if and when there was a kosher get, but not both of them. So just like one of them could not have been because Einam Nosamba, I mean, even if Einam Nosamba, he knows that he still can't marry because he has many competitors. You can't split the lady in half. When it comes to money, however, maybe they want to go and split the money down the middle. Meaning, the loive gave them $100 to go and pay the malva. They pocketed the money, in theory. And now, when they come into Bez, and the malva says, hey, loive, you never paid me. And the loive says, I have two shluchim who I gave the $100 to go and pay you. We called the two shluchim to the witness stand, and they said, that's true. We pay the malva. When, of course, it's not true. The reason why they're saying that they paid the malva is because they took the money and pocketed it for themselves. So maybe I would say, ein shliach nasa eid in that case. Therefore, says the Gemara, and that's why I have tzrichi, all three cases, by the kedushin, by the gerushin, and by the mominis, in all cases, shliach nasa eid. Fraytimar, let's focus now for a moment on the case of the Dinei Mamonis. Maika Savar, remember, who's the one that spoke up over here? It was Rava Omer of Nachman. So what does Rava Omer of Nachman hold? Maika Savar, Ika Savar Malva Chavir Be'edim, Tzorech Lepoyre Be'edim, Hani Noigim Be'edus Ninu, Di Amri Leperane, Om Lehu Peruni. Says the Gemara, I have another reason why these shluchim should not be believed as edim. Why? Because they have a negiah. Negiah means that they have an interest in this testimony. What interest do they have in the testimony? Says Yomar, very simple. Remember, the loivi gave them the money. And what's happening now is they were supposed to take that money and pay the malva. Instead, they pocketed the funds. And now when there's a dispute, a litigation between the malva and the loiva says, you know I paid you. Here are my two shluchim. I gave them the $100. And they testify, yes, we received the money from the loiva, and we handed it over to the Malve. Now, we've left out two people from this whole case scenario. And what is that? Because if you hold Hamalva Chaveir B'Eidim, Tzarech L'Parah B'Eidim, obviously you're allowed to have a Halva without Eidim. But if the Malva insisted, no, I want it to be Eidim that will testify that I extended the loan, then the Loiv better make sure to have Eidim that he paid off the loan. So, says Rashi, in all likelihood, according to this Mandi Amar, when the Loiv appointed the two shluchim to take the $100 to pay back the Malva, there were two other people present who witnessed that the Loiv gave the $100 to the two shluchim. Ah, so now what happens? If they're going to go and testify that they paid the Malva, that will be to their benefit. Because if they say, no, we did not pay the Malva, then the Loiv is going to go and scream, then you better pay me back, because I have two Eidim, two witnesses, and I paid you. Hamalva chaveir b'Eidim tzarech l'para b'Eidim, and therefore I made sure when I gave you the money, you shluchim, that I had two Eidim watching. And they will go and testify that I gave the money to you. And therefore, you got two choices. Either say and testify that you gave the money to the Malva, or you got to pay me back, because I gave you the money. Ah, so they have a negia in this Eidus. Their negia is if they don't go and say that they paid the money to the Malva, they're going to have to return the money to the Loiva. And those are Tiyumai. So, Nochlo, Maikasava, what is Rav Amar Nachman Hot? Ikasava. They have in the gear. Were they to say, no, we did not go and pay the Malva, then the Loiva would go and say, Peruni, then give me the money back, because I have two Eidim that I paid you. And therefore, how can we believe them when they say, we paid the money to the Malva? Maybe it's not true. They pocketed the money. And the reason why they are saying that they paid the Malva, because they don't want to be out of pocket. They don't want to have to give the money back to the Loiva. So they have an agia. They have a self-interest in the testimony. Elul Yodim Kesavim Muzmim Dachzogin, that he holds that, Hamalvas Chamei Reidim, Ein Tzarech L'Parah B'Eidim. You do not have to go and pay back an Eidim. Of course, it's a smart idea to do it in front of Eidim, so you don't have litigation. But if you didn't, that's fine. There is no requirement to be Parev Eidim. So therefore, there were no two other Eidim around. It was just the Loiva that gave the money to the two Shluchim. And now the two Shluchim are testifying that they gave the money to the Malva. Ezoktimor umigui, the Yachl lemeimer ahadrinu leloiva. These two Eidim could testify, since there were no Eidim present when the Loiva gave the money to them. It's a Pesha, also Pesha is Hitler type of situation. They can go and say, yeah, we admit that we received the money for the Loiva, but we gave it back to the Loiva. We decided to take the trip to the Malva. It was just too time consuming, and there was just too much danger on the road. We changed our mind, and we came back, and we gave the Loiva back the money. Migra, that they can go and say that. That they went and paid the Malva, and therefore you'll be believed with that Migra. Now you're wondering to yourself, why does the Gemara rely on a Migra, and how is it any better? Every time you have a Migra, it's, I could have said a better Taina, so believe me on the worst Taina. Why is this better and why is this worse? So Rashi explains very simply, because the two Shluchim have a connection with the Loiva. The Loiva says, I paid you the money. If they deny it, then they are having a litigation between themselves. But vis-a-vis the Malva says, I don't know you guys. I never saw you. You never came to me. I don't know what you're talking about. He has nothing to do with them. Says, Zokti Umara, Migoy, since there were no Eidim present when the Loiva gave the money to the Tushpuchim, so they could easily say, we gave the money back, therefore, no litigation vis-a-vis the Loiva, and Alach is Kama Vekama, there would be no litigation vis-a-vis the Malva, as far as we're concerned, because the Malva doesn't even know us. We can go and say, I don't know you, Malva. We don't know you, you don't know us. So, Dr. Mora, therefore you have it. And that's why they would be believed according to Avraham Rava Omer Rav Nachman. But that's all in the good old days, so to speak. The good old days before they were mesakin shvuas heses. As you know, in a Torah, you only have to make a shvuah if you moed v'mitzvus. Shvuas heses in the case when a person is a kofer bakol. So if you want to bahash, you're talking about it. Shvuas heses mishtabi hani edim to your hidden away. Now, bottom line is, now that there's an institution of shvuas heses, since these edim are now being called upon, did you pay it, didn't you pay it, they will make a shvua, yes, we paid the malva. Umishtava malva de loy shokale, the malva in turn will make a shvua, I didn't receive a penny. And then uparale loyva the malva, and the loyva is going to have to go and pay the malva a second time. Therefore, the loyva will learn from his mistake. The next time, he should go and have Adam watch when the payment is made, so he shouldn't get into legal difficulties. All because it's a shvua sasis, even a person who's koifer bakol, he's not moedim mitzis, therefore the chacham put a shvua upon him. If the malva says, I never got paid, they have to go and make a shvua, they paid, he'll make a shvua, he never got paid, and the loiv will have to go and repay, and these two edim will get their comeuppings up in Shemayim for lying and causing this financial damage.
Just to review here, with the so Rav Nachman saying in this case though it's different because he's asking the lova is demanding this. I'm not clear.
The hamalves chaver be'edim tzarich l'par be'edim would mean that when the loiva is repaying the malva, there should be two witnesses present about that repayment. Since the loiva is not paying the malva directly, he's appointing the shluchim, the Gemara is assuming that at the time that the loiva is going to make the payment to the two shluchim, he should have two edim present watching the drama as he's paying the money to the two shluchim. That being the case, says the Gemara, the two
shluchim,
that's enter.
You don't even pay directly.
No. Both cases of Tzarech Leparai and Tzarech Leparai, the Gemara is assuming, is both in the case where the Loiva pays directly, and even a case when he's paying through Shluchim, that you should have two disinterested witnesses that are not parties to the transaction, standing, watching, so that they will be able to testify if and when there's any question raised whether the payment was made. So therefore, if you hold Hamal v'chaveh v'enim Tzarech Leparai v'edim, the assumption is that there were two edim there that watched as the loiva gave the money to the two shluchim, so that the shluchim should hand it over now to the malva. Now the Gemara is saying, if that's the case, the two shluchim have now become nogeya bedover. They have an interest in this litigation. What is this interest? The interest is whether they themselves are going to have to cough up the money. Because if they are going to testify in court that we paid the money to the malve, or the other way around, were they to go and testify that they did not pay the money to the malve, then the loiva would sue them and say, fellas, give me back the money. I have two edim that I gave you $100. What happened to that $100? So therefore, when they are testifying in court that they gave the money to the malve, they're doing it for their own self-interest, that they don't want the loiva to attack them in litigation, saying, I gave you the money. I have to wait him. I gave you the money. What happened to the money? So those up to Yomara. If you hold Hamal v'chaveir b'edim, Tzorech l'pare b'edim, l'chayr the two shluchim could not be believed in testifying that they paid the money to the malva. They have to say they paid the money to the malva. Because if they don't say that, then they're going to have to repay the funds to the loiva, because loiva has two edim that saw that he paid them the money. Says Yomari, you're right. It's Rav Amram Nachman holds a malva chaveir b'edim, ain't tzarech l'parei b'edim. So therefore, there's no edus, no outside proof, evidence that the loiva gave them any money. So therefore, they could deny it, not that they're allowed to, chas v'shalom, but theoretically, they could deny it. And then the loiva would not win the case, because they'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. Even if we agree you gave us some money, we gave you the money back. And therefore, when they now testify that the money was handed over to the Malva, they're not saving their own skin. That, because if they wouldn't testify that they gave money to the Malva, they'd have to give money to the Loiva. No, they wouldn't have to give money to the Loiva at all. Why not? Because there's no outside evidence that they ever got a penny. Okay? You're very welcome. Okay, we started from here, Ishmakarish's Bitoy this morning, so that will be covered already in the Shir Fadaf Mem Dalid. And if it's okay with everyone, we'll stop at this point. Okay? Emir Tishkoyev to all of you for attending.
Thanks.
8:05 in Nichim tomorrow morning, we're going to continue on Daf Mem Hey. And a good to show. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Zag Event, thank you all for attending.
Rukovic, yes.